This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. And for the last time in 2021, this is the Bedrock Community News Roundup for December 2021.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A murder investigation has been launched in Havering following the death of a man in Raynham. The 37-year-old was found on Wednesday evening just before 8pm on Louise Gardens. Four women aged between 48 and 24 and a 17-year-old girl have been arrested on suspicion of murder. Well done to East Area Police, who have recovered cannabis plants with a street value of £1 million. The Drugs Focus Desk with neighbourhood teams executed a warrant on Tuesday at a property on Ferry Lane in Raynham and uncovered hundreds of cannabis plants. A fantastic result for Sergeant Owen Morgan and his team of officers. And finally, congratulations to Havering Changing, who have been awarded £750,000 by the Arts Council. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking Mad About Christmas returns to Barking Town Centre in December and will see a host of free festive entertainment taking place, including carol singing, arts and crafts, dance performances, magic shows, a Christmas sing-along, the chance to see a real reindeer and a Santa's Grotto for the children. The Ben Kinsella Trust Choices and Consequences exhibition opened its doors in Barking and Dagenham last week. The exhibition uses interactive workshops and shares stories from Barking and Dagenham parents who have sadly lost children in recent years to knives. And finally, a range of festivities were held in Ilford as the town's Christmas lights were turned on by the Mayor of Ilford and Councillor Athwell last week. The Illumination Switch-On, which is one of many events held outside Redbridge Town Hall, including a choir singing carols and Disney songs. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Jill Rowley. Redbridge Council have a new weapon in the battle against crime and antisocial behaviour. Their new Ford Ranger, known as the Challenger, is equipped with multiple CCTV cameras. It will play an important part in the Council and Met Police's ongoing operations by helping to identify offenders and gather intelligence whilst deterring crime. Met Police carried out a drugs warrant at a commercial premises on Ferry Lane and found that the property was being used as a cannabis factory. Over 1,000 cannabis plants with an estimated street value of £1 million were seized by officers and removed from the venue. And finally, a BBC documentary based on Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Hospital's NHS Trust has won an award. Saving Our Nurses followed the senior intern team working across Queen's and King George's Hospitals. Their role within the scheme is to keep nurses in the NHS, and so far, their efforts have slashed the number of nurses leaving.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Theatre's 3.0 project at BHR Hospitals has seen triple the amount of patients in a single day. The surgery team has completed 32 operations on skin cancer patients in just a single day on Saturday, the 27th of November. The Saturday clinic was held in addition to normal clinics with the aim of reducing waiting lists impacted by the pandemic and to help as many patients as possible. A new CCTV vehicle has been deployed by Redbridge Council to tackle crime and antisocial behaviour across the borough. Known as the Challenger, the CCTV-equipped vehicle will be used to help identify offenders and gather intelligence to deter crime. And finally, Friday the 3rd of December marked International Day of Persons with Disabilities. The EDI team, along with Disability Staff Network at the North East London Foundation Trust, delivered an inspiring and informative session for staff, exploring experiences of people with disabilities and celebrating their continuous contributions to society. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. Climate change activists took to the streets of Havering on Tuesday the 7th of December. Members of Havering's Extinction Rebellion, Friends of the Earth and Romford Quakers stood outside of the town hall in Romford to ask local councillors to provide the borough with a climate action plan that actually has some action in it. Local environmentalists are angry that they've not been consulted with by any councillors and have not even been listened to. Well done to the founder of the Baby Bank non-profitable organisation, Kelly Rosebeer, who has been nominated and won Pride of Essex Award for being a fantastic community champion. Kelly has supported hundreds of families across Essex and East London with her Baby Bank campaign. And finally, congratulations to the Hoppin Micro Pub in Hornchurch, who have been named London Pub of the Year. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. A new police team focused fully on addressing locally identified policing priorities in Barking Town Centre launched earlier this week as part of the Met Police's Neighbourhood Policing Initiative. The team is one of 19 being set up in town centres across London with a view to predominantly tackling violent crime. In its continued efforts to change the perceptions of safety and ease antisocial behaviour at Barking Station, Barking and Dagenham Council has extended Barking Market to the station parade in a trial run throughout December. The extension aims to make the surrounding area feel safer for residents and commuters. And finally, Barking and Dagenham got a festive makeover last weekend as a packed day of Christmas events saw the council switch on its Christmas lights in front of 3,000 residents, accompanied by carol singers and performers. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Havering Council has teamed up with local nightclubs, pubs and bars to crack down on drink spiking and injections. People entering venues will be searched and staff have been trained on what to look out for and will act on any concerns or suspicious behaviour. Christmas can be a difficult time for many people and a donation of essential food will help food banks support people in crisis. If you would like to donate in Havering, St Edward's Church Centre, the Wickham Centre and Church House and the Romford Baptist Church all offer food banks and are backed by the charity The Trussell Trust. And finally, Essex Live reports that a Romford pensioner has quite possibly the most Christmassy house in Essex with thousands of lights. Peter Elliott creates the display each year to raise money for Great Ormond Street Hospital and other charities. Following his own diagnosis and treatment for leukaemia, this year he is supporting Great Ormond Street Hospital and leukaemia care. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Patients are starting to benefit from closer collaboration between Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Hospitals Trust and the Barts Health Trust. With more than 1,500 people on the Barts Health books having scans and procedures through BHR hospitals where capacity is available. The transfers will ensure that people are treated more quickly and further reduce the backlog caused by COVID. As of Monday the 13th of December, Transport for London is banning private e-scooters on all of London Transport's network, following recent incidents where batteries on devices have caught fire while travelling on TfL services. The London Fire Brigade has supported TfL's network-wide ban as fire crews have reported attending more than 50 fires involving e-scooters. Anyone travelling with an e-scooter on a TfL service could face a £1,000 fine. And finally, children in Queen's Hospital received a special delivery from a very generous Brentwood schoolgirl. Olive, aged 8, has been selling Christmas cookies and has raised over £1,000. She has bought and delivered 4 sacks of toys for children at Queen's Hospital and Havens House Children's Hospice. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A group of bully footballers have trashed football pitches used by children, leaving them unplayable. Harrowwood Cougars have 26 teams of children who play every weekend at Harrowwood Park, but were unable to use one of their pitches due to a group of bullies. The men turn up every Saturday morning and play football on the children's pitch despite being asked not to. The pitches are leased to Harrowwood Sports Association, who pay up to $7,000 a year for them, yet the group of bullies have been using the pitches regardless and now leaving it in a completely unplayable position. Two hero police officers have been praised for saving a woman's life. The woman collapsed at the Romford light switch on and had no pulse. PC Nicholson performed CPR and brought the lady back. And finally, congratulations to Havering Youth Council member Jasminda Jada George, who has been named the new chair of London Youth Assembly. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. The planned leisure centre for Raynham will now become a reality, as construction will commence in January. Following the closure of Chafford Sports Complex, the council agreed to construct a new centre to replace the dated building, which the council did not own. Barking and Dagenham Council recently held a day of action targeting key hotspots for fly tipping in the borough. The successful operation saw 2 fixed penalty notices issued for businesses illegally depositing waste on the public highway at Ripple Road and Longbridge Road. And finally, Thousands of knitted hearts popped up around Chadwell Heath in a bid to bring festive cheer. 18 members of St Chad's Church went out and about across the area on Tuesday evening and distributed over 3,000 hearts with the message, "I'm a heart and I am free. Please take me home to adorn your tree." And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Additional police will be deployed in Romford over the festive period following reported incidents of fighting and other antisocial behaviour in South Street. High visibility foot patrol officers will be placed in the town centre, working until 6 a.m. Thursdays to Saturdays, including Boxing Day and New Year's Eve. More CCTV cameras to enforce parking offences could be installed across Havering. Last week, Havering's Highways Advisory Committee voted to recommend 12 new cameras be installed across 11 new sites and 3 existing cameras be relocated. And finally, a 4-year campaign by the Corbett's Tay Regeneration Group, CTRG, to put their village on the map celebrated success when a sign was unveiled on the village green. CTRG Chair Barbara Holland Davis said this is such a huge achievement. Blacksmith David Wright produced the sign, which was fitted by Havering Council street lighting contractor.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Essex police have issued a stern warning over receiving a hoax call of a stabbing on the early hours of Friday the 17th of December, only to attend the scene and discover nobody was injured, but one man wanting a lift home from police. Essex police have taken to Twitter to condemn those responsible for wasting time and resources away from those that actually need help. Upminster residents have faced problems with post amid staff sickness and resourcing issues at Royal Mail, with some residents across Upminster and Cranham receiving just one post per week. Royal Mail states they are working hard to resume normal service as quickly as possible to the RM14 area. And finally, NHS Blood and Transplant is calling on families across Essex and East London to talk about organ donation over the festive season to help save lives. It's estimated just 42% of the UK population have registered their decision on the NHS Organ Donor Register, and just 37% have shared their wishes with their family. In Essex, there's approximately 107 people awaiting life-saving organs. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Doctors across North East London are urging people to act now to protect themselves and loved ones against COVID-19. Amid growing concerns over the spread of the Omicron variant, everyone aged 18 and over is eligible for a booster jab, and the NHS is encouraging people to book an appointment or visit a local walk-in vaccination centre. Local garages in Barking and Dagenham mostly passed their tyre safety testing. Barking and Dagenham's Council's Trading Standards team, in partnership with the Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency officers, visited 13 garages across the borough following concerns within the tyre industry of non-roadworthy tyres being resold. Most would pass an MOT, with some garages being given further guidance on use of part-worn tyres. And finally, Live Healthier Havering is a new free weight loss programme to help residents develop a healthier lifestyle. Search Live Healthier Havering at havering.gov.uk. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Havering Council are reminding residents how to stay safe, healthy and happy this winter. Top tips and advice can be found on their website, from protection against the spread of COVID-19 to keeping warm. The Havering Community Hub website also offers many interactive features where communities can connect in several different ways. The Havering Daily has reported on a spate of metal drain covers being stolen throughout the borough. Thefts have occurred in Elm Park, Romford and Hornchurch, and cones are placed across the different drains to stop them being left open after the metal grids have been stolen. And finally, a new free weight loss programme to help Havering residents develop a healthier lifestyle is due to be launched in 2022. Live Healthier Havering is a 12-week programme run by Everyone Active on behalf of Havering Council. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, I'm Matthew Watson. A Romford man has been jailed after a sawn-off shotgun was found hidden in his bedroom. Panwandeep Sandhu, aged 22 of Chadwell Heath, was sentenced to 6 years imprisonment at the Snaresbrook Crown Court on December 21st for possession of a prohibited firearm. Metropolitan Police recovered the shotgun and in a test fire has found the gun to be in full working order. An NHS employee from Redbridge has been arrested by police on suspect of fraud in the creation of fake COVID-19 vaccination records. A 28-year-old female was arrested on December the 22nd. It comes following the arrest of a 36-year-old male from Ilford on conspiracy to commit fraud by misrepresentation. Both were employed at the same NHS trust, and police continue to investigate. And finally, students from Graham James Primary School has helped add some much-needed greenery to the front gardens of the new Nelft Corringham Integrated Medical Centre. The new centre is due to open in spring 2022 and provide state-of-the-art facilities to Thurrock. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News. Your healthy
music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock Radio.